Well, the eagerly awaited details on the USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program were released just yesterday, midday, and this is of high importance to producers who are eligible for assistance through the USDA in the wake of the economic troubles that have been brought to bear by the COVID-19 situation. Joining us now is Robin Reed, agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. Robin has been pouring through the details of that rather voluminous announcement on the CFAP aid, as they're calling it for short. Let's start with this, Robin. Sign up for this aid, this program, is very soon, is it not?
Yes, yeah, sign up for this actually starts the Tuesday after Memorial Day, so May 26th. But it runs through August 28th. So there's a lot of time to get in and sign up for this. And I use the term get into the office and sign up. That's not really possible at this point. All of our FSA offices are working virtually. So it'll be a call and make an appointment, virtual appointment kind of thing. But yes, sign up starts on Tuesday next week. But just know there's going to be a lot of interest in this program. And it's not a first come, first serve. Everybody will be able to get their payments, so don't worry if you don't make an appointment right away. There'll be plenty of time to get in and sign up for these payments.
And point well taken, because local FSA personnel are just now learning about this program as well, so it may behoove you to actually wait for a bit of time to let the dust settle, if you will, on these details.
Yes, I would agree, Eric. You know, everybody's still kind of processing how this is going to work and what some of the finer details will be. But we do know the basics of how your payment will be calculated and what you can expect as direct assistance.
Well, let's pass along those very basics. Noting, first of all, this will be a single payment from two sources. Could you explain, Robin?
Yeah, and when you look at the website and look at the payment rates, it's a little confusing. So what happened here, there's actually two programs that are being combined into one payment. So the CARES Act provided $9.5 billion in relief for producers that were partially to compensate for the loss in price decline between January and April. And then the CCC Charter Act also put in $6.5 billion. That's to compensate producers for ongoing market disruptions and assist in that transition to a more ordinary marketing system during this COVID-19 pandemic. So in total, there's $16 billion, but it's actually two different sources. So that's why you're going to see different payment rates. One for what happened back in January to April, and one for mid-April to mid-May.
And as folks would sign up and qualify, they'll only receive a portion of their payment initially. It's the lion's share, but not 100%.
Right. So when they calculate their payments now, they're only going to get 80% of their calculated payment. The final 20% will be issued at a later time, determined by the secretary, to the extent that funds are available. But just know that they can't go over $16 billion. So that's why they're making sure to just pay 80% now and make sure everybody gets paid so the money would not run out.
That put out there then, let's talk about particulars. First of all, what we'd call non-specialty crops, maybe traditional crops would be appropriate as well here. What are the ground rules and the rates they're working with?
Sure. So what they call non-specialty crops, or what we're calling traditional crops here in Kansas, would include corn, sorghum, soybeans, sunflowers, and our normal crops. One thing you're not going to see in there is winter wheat. So winter wheat did not have the 5% decline that these other crops did that kicked in a payment. So how they calculated these declines was looked at the weekly average futures market price for January 13th through 17th and compared that to April 6th through 9th. So the futures market decline between mid-January and mid-April determined what the loss was for each of these commodities. And then producers are going to be paid a rate based on how much unpriced inventory they had as of January 15th, 2020. Now, I'm going to emphasize that again, unpriced inventory. So what they had in storage that was still subject to market price risk. And that cannot exceed 50% of their 2019 production. So most producers would have more than 50% of last year's production marketed by mid-January. So really, most producers can think of this as what they had on hand that is subject to price risk as of January 15th, 2020.
And you might cite in brief here the rates to be paid for the lead crops, corn, grain, sorghum, and soybeans. What do those numbers look like?
Sure. So there's actually two payment rates, as I kind of explained there, where the CARES Act has a payment rate and the CCC Charter Act has a payment rate. So just an example here for corn. The CARES Act is paying 32 cents per bushel, and that's, again, on 50% of the corn that you had on hand January 15th. And then the CCC Charter Act will be paying 35 cents per bushel on 50% of that corn that you had on hand January 15th. So you can really think of this as, if you combine those two payment rates, that'd be 67 cents per bushel. You'll get paid 67 cents per bushel based on 50% of the corn that you had on hand subject to price risk on January 15th. Some of our other crops here in Kansas, soybeans, the CARES Act has a 45-cent payment rate, CCC 50-cent payment rate, so that combined would be a 95-cent per bushel payment rate. Sorghum, similar to corn, 30 cents on the CARES Act, 32 cents on CCC, so that's a 62-cent per bushel payment rate.
And, of course, all of that information will be spelled out on the agmanager.info website. And let's talk of the assistance available to livestock producers under the CFAP. This is structured a bit differently vis-a-vis crops, of course.
Yes, and livestock's the one that we know has been hit real hard, right, just with everything going on around COVID-19. We'll start with cattle. So there's a CARES Act rate for cattle sold between January 15th and April 15th, and that's broken into feeder cattle less than 600 pounds, feeder cattle more than 600 pounds, fed cattle, mature cattle, and then any other cattle. So, for example, feeder cattle 600 pounds or more, it'd be $139 per head that the CARES Act would be paying for anything sold between January 15th and April 15th. For fed cattle, that's $214 per head. Now, the Part 2 payment, so the CCC payment, is for unpriced cattle inventory between April 16th and May 14th. So this is a much lower rate, and that's the same rate across all cattle types. It's $33 a head. And again, that's the CCC portion of the payment, which is unpriced cattle inventory between April 16th and May 14th.
And of course, hogs and pigs are covered here as well, Robin.
Yep, and it's kind of the same structure there, the CARES Act. So for pigs less than 120 pounds, it's $28 per head. For hogs 120 pounds or more, it's $18 a head. And that is animals that were sold between January 15th and April 15th. Anything unpriced that's in inventory between April 16th and May 14th is $17 a head.
Robin, if one would like more details and an opportunity to have their questions answered about this assistance as it's been freshly announced, you and colleagues at K-State Agricultural Economics, along with cooperators from the Farm Service Agency, are putting on a webinar this coming Friday morning to allow for all of that.
Yes, Eric. So we are going to do a webinar this Friday morning at 9 o'clock. So that would be May 22nd. And we'll be going through all these details. I know it's a little hard to understand when you first hear the numbers, but seeing it all and having it explained, it is fairly simple. It's just a little confusing that there's two different programs wrapped up into one payment. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be walking through that. The Kansas State FSA office will be on to talk about some of the details of getting signed up for these programs. So please visit agmanager.info under our events page. You will have to register for that webinar. And another good place, if you just want to see the information, go to farmers.gov/CFAP. That's the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program.
Again, though, if you'd like to take in that webinar and have your questions addressed on this assistance, do check it out at agmanager.info and register for it. It is set for this coming Friday. That'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the FSA and K-State Agriculture Economics teaming up to put that on.